And my studio guest, the author of No Mean Destiny, the story of the War Widows Guild of Australia, the 40 years from 45 to 85, Mavis Thorpe-Clark, good morning. With the War Widows, I would have thought that Australians in general, other Australians, realised what they had sacrificed, what they had lost more than other people had lost, and would have been very sympathetic and very helpful. But obviously, if you read through parts of your book there, governments didn't feel that way. They talked a lot, but it was rhetoric and not remuneration, wasn't it?
Yes, that explains it exactly. I think the general public was sympathetic, but they had to be, or the government really, had to be alerted to what was happening to the war widows. And Mrs. Vasey, Jessie Mary Vasey, was the one who did it. And without her, I feel quite sure that the war widows today would still be in the same position as the war widows of the First World War.
First World War widows had none of this support group, none of this backup?
No, they didn't. And their pension was niggardly. Their medical benefits were very restricted and inadequate. Nobody seemed to worry at all about their housing, and on the pension they received, it was only the very poorest of housing that they could afford. And they seemed to have been a forgotten people between the two world wars. But General Vasey himself had noticed this during those years, and when he saw his own men being killed in battle, he was a very compassionate man with a conscience, and it worried him terribly to think of all the young women who were being left with young children. Because not surprisingly, most of those young wives, and some of them were only teenagers, they did have young children, 90% of them. And he kept thinking of these very young women and these women and these fatherless children. And he made up his mind that when the war was over, he would try to make things better for them. And he talked about this with his wife. He was very close to his wife, and it was an interest they both shared, and this was what was going to happen when the war was over. Well, of course, he didn't come back, so that Jessie Mary Vasey joined the ranks of the war widows. And because her relationship with him was so close, so deep, The guild, in a way, came out of that love story, because she took on his intention of trying to do something for all these young women and their young children. So I feel that the guild really was born out of her love story. And had he come back, had he not been killed, I myself feel that still there may not have been a guild, because he would have held a very high post in post-war, in the reconstruction of post-war Australia. He almost certainly would have been knighted. He might have been made a governor of one of the states. Many of those high-ranking officers were.
And in those days, it wouldn't have done for his wife to be setting up a guild like this in opposition at times to government policy.
No, she wouldn't have been able to do it, really. And on the other hand, too, he would have been far, far too busy to be fully committed to such a project. Whereas in dying, and this seems perhaps a strange thing to say, but it seems to me that he made or had to make that tremendous sacrifice so that this could develop. Because when she became a war widow herself, and she wasn't left very well off, I might say, although lots of people at the time thought she was, and she took on this task of improving things for the war widows, it became a full commitment with her. This was her role in life.
Mm-hmm.
And as you will see on the dust jacket of the book, there is a quote from the very first letter that she sent out to the 2,000 war widows that were in Victoria then, that it was no mean destiny to go on for a man who had laid down his life. And that was the attitude she took. And it became her destiny too.